Dear listeners, as all of us will certainly already know, there are two basic rules to observe in protecting yourself from infection with SARS-CoV-2. The first is to keep your distance, and the second is to abide by all current hygiene rules and guidelines. But now we need to add a third rule, namely to avoid enclosed spaces as much as possible and, if there's no way around this, to ensure that the space is well ventilated. So why has this third rule been added? Aerosols are microdroplets, generally smaller than a thousandth of a millimeter in diameter, which all of us are continuously emitting into the air whenever we speak or even as we breathe. They are then carried along by the airstream and may continue to hang in the air as invisible liquid particles for several more hours. The nature of the aerosol is therefore different from the familiar spray of droplets that a person expels into the air every time he or she sneezes or coughs, but which then quickly sink to the ground. Such droplets can often be seen with the naked eye and are capable of directly infecting the person standing opposite. In the case of aerosols, it has not yet been determined whether other people present inevitably become infected or whether it depends on the virus load of the microdroplets. However, the aerosol is certainly one more in the list of causes and one that, according to our current understanding, is responsible for almost half of all infections. There is a specific case of this which came to the attention of our colleagues who are conducting research into aerosols. In early January, shortly before lockdown was imposed, a Chinese woman traveled from Wuhan to Guangzhou, a distance of 1,000 kilometers, to attend a family celebration. While she was there, she and her relatives visited a restaurant. Not long after, five other people who were sitting at neighboring tables began to display symptoms and tested positive after having infected their own families. The only source of infection that could be established was the air in the room that they had also inhaled. Many similar cases from all around the world have been reported and investigated. We already told you about this in our last podcast about super spreader events. The risk of infection via the air in the room is especially great during church services and in gymnasiums, because the formation of aerosols is amplified when people are singing or exercising. An increased infection rate has even been observed in call centers and open plan offices. Everything points to the need of us to adapt the way we behave. It is not enough just to keep our distance and follow the rules on personal hygiene. We should also avoid being in an enclosed space together with many other people or, if this is not possible, at least ensure that the room is well ventilated. Our SARS-CoV-2 task force estimates that almost 45% of infections can be attributed to aerosols and a further 45% to direct infection from the droplets that are spread by coughing and sneezing. It is only the remaining 10% of cases that are caused by touching contaminated surfaces, which can of course be avoided by scrupulously washing your hands. Together with our Italian colleagues, we have sketched out a typical scenario. A person infected with SARS-CoV-2 enters a pharmacy and stays there for 5 to 10 minutes, all the while exhaling microdroplets that remain in the air for hours. The concentration decreases over time, but when after only a quarter of an hour, the next customer enters the pharmacy and also stays there for several minutes, this second individual already has a 25% chance of being infected by the viruses lingering in the air. We therefore recommend as a third rule that you only enter rooms or shop premises where you can see that the windows are open and that there is a good air circulation. Enclosed spaces with large crowds of people should be avoided completely if possible. The best rule, however, is to stay mainly in the fresh air, because here the aerosols are quickly dispersed and the viruses are destroyed by UV rays. There is no definitely proven case of someone getting infected outdoors. On that note, we wish you all a very pleasant summer wherever you are and urge you to spend as much time outside as possible while always taking into account social distancing. Thank you for your interest. Look out for more news from the Cyvagene SARS-CoV-2 Task Force.